I don't care if it's Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, or Teletype. If there's somebody there, I'm going to be where they are. Guys, Bay Nurchuk is in the building. What's up, man?
Life is good, man. Thanks for having me. You know how pumped I am I'm doing the show.
My man, Taz Daddy!
Yes, sir! Yeah, I can make millions for other people. I can make millions for
year in, year out. He not a rookie. He a man of many hats and different skills. Give a man struggling in business and watch he make it bill. Hard to believe, and please check the resume. Best-selling author and showcase on Ebony. Two-time Southern Entertainment Award winner.
Oh, yeah. I really have to redo that intro. What's going on, people? It's yours truly, the Mohawk and Real Talking, Living Fully Business Bully Dave Anderson out here doing what I do. Snapping necks, cashing checks. Woo! Check in. Let me know where you're calling in from. Let me know where you're coming through in. What's happening with you? Oh, my gosh. I got an action-packed show for you today. Oh, yes. Lots of stuff going on. I want you to make sure that you do me a favor and you like and you share, because sharing is caring. It can be fun. What's happening? I want to adjust that. Yo, what's happening? Okay, so Teresa's in here from PA. All right. Teresa's in here from PA. That's what's up. Listen, I'm seeing a whole lot of y'all do things wrong. And in my life, I've gone out of my way to do everything I possibly can to help you be better. I know some of you don't like the fact that I want you to be better. Well, excuse the sugar out of me, because I'm going to make you better. Listen, I'm not trying to say nothing, but this hair. This here mohawk, silver gray hair, neatly combed in place. No. Listen, I'm popping right now. Just want to let y'all know I'm popping, right? Y'all can click that QR code if y'all want to have some good stuff popping with you. Teresa says, I want to do better. I know that's right. Isaac Gary says, loving the show. We will talk. Okay. I love that. If you want to do better, you know where to find me. Just, you know, click that link in my bio. Holla at your boy. When I tell you things, I'm not doing it to hurt you. I'm doing it to try and help you as much as I possibly can. Please check in. Let me know who you are, where you're from, all of that good stuff, because I want to go over this. Also, if you would like to be a guest, I'm going to go ahead and put the link up. If you want to be a guest and ask your business question direct, if you want to get into that hot seat, we can go ahead and make that happen for you. Boom, boom, boom. And we will do that. Yes, coming through right now. So we'll hit you with that right there. That is the link if you want to come through and be a guest. Yes. All right. So I want to roll into this. I don't want to waste a lot of time. I don't want to spend a lot of time on that kind of good stuff. I want to get right into the nitty and the gritty, right? So let's go ahead and let's put that up first of all. And we're gonna run through some of the things that I see that are making it difficult for people to become and or remain successful. So if you're ready, I'm gonna need some fire emojis. I'm gonna need some black fists. I'm gonna need some hearts. I'm gonna need some shares, because this is about to get really heated and really hectic really quickly. All right. Greg says, hi, my name is Greg from Shreveport, Louisiana. Oh, shout out to all the brothers in the boot. I see my man Woody Woods is in the building. What up, Uncle Woody? Make sure y'all check out sayuncletv.com if you want to get a whole bunch of channels without a whole lot of cable. Yes, indeed. If you're cutting the cord, sayuncletv.com is one of my favorite cord cutting things to do. So make sure y'all go check that out. My man Woody Woods right there. That is my guy. All right, so let's dive into this, because this is all facts, no printer. So the first thing that I'm gonna tell y'all as to why most people, y'all ain't gonna like this. So go ahead and get ready, get your feelings hurt. First things first, the reason that most people are failing in their business is they're not smart enough. I know that well, who are you to say that? The guy who's succeeding in business. Let's just start the bidding at that. Aside from that, the real truth is, when we break this down, I want to be clear. Entrepreneurial IQ is not regular IQ. This is the ability to understand everything, right? So most entrepreneurs really understand their ideas, but not the market, right? They don't understand how things actually work. They don't know who their competitors are. Entrepreneurs don't have a lot of domain depth, meaning they don't really know what they're talking about, but they talk a good game, right? So we need to get out of the people talking a good game versus the people actually playing a good game, right? They fail because they're not actually entrepreneurs, but they're some type of pseudo variant, right? And even worse than that is the entrepreneurs that are people who think that they're terrific at something, and everybody around them knows that they're hot trash truck juice at it, but them. So when you're not capable of seeing what everyone else sees, you're blind to success. You are not smart enough to have a business. And I know some of this, I already know some of this is hurting feelings. I already know. Listen, it's okay. We're going to continue to roll down this list, and you will be better for it. Oh, because you won't get this work, right? Some of y'all have this problem, and that's you don't know who's who. You think everybody's your friend. You think absolutely everybody is your friend. Everybody is rooting for you. Everybody cares about you. Everybody has your best interest in mind and at heart, and they do not. I'm gonna need you to smarten up, Buttercup. You can't distinguish who's a friend from an enemy. You're automatically behind the eight ball. And I know that's going to hurt your feelings. I don't care. Some of you walk around 5 minutes after you meet somebody. Oh, my friend, such and such. My friend. They don't know your middle name. They don't know what's good about you, right? They don't have they don't have anything other than what they can get out of you on their mind, right? You don't know your good employees from the people who are just there to ride your coattails, and you don't know dumb angel investors from disciplined ones. You don't know smart marketers from stupid ones. You don't know folks who fly by night versus folks who have already mastered going at warp speed while flying. And because you don't know who's who, you don't know the lay of the land, you can't look at somebody and say, you know what? That person's on some bull. You keep losing and you will inevitably fail. It's not about you as much as it's about the people around you. Oh, no, I'm coming in and I'm feather plucking tonight, Max. I'm here to just pluck your feathers. Just boop. That's just what it is. What up, Tim? No relation. What up, Terilyn? Good to see you. What's up? Holla at your boy. Good to see you. Always in the building. Yeah, so you don't know who's who. And as a result, you don't know what you're doing. And then a lot of y'all suffer. Because we're gonna keep this going. I'm keeping my foot on your necks this whole time. The other problem is you have Jordan Sparks syndrome. Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air. Yeah, no, because money is oxygen. My good friend Gary Vee says it all the time. Money is oxygen. If you don't know the right kind of funding, y'all are trying to raise funding the wrong way. You're trying to raise funding with the wrong valuation. You don't understand one thing from another. It gets really old really fast. Right, you're doing too much with friends and family, and then all of a sudden, you know, Grandma Millie is telling you how to run your NFT business. Uncle Ray Ray, who gave you a pair of hedge clippers, all of a sudden thinks that, you know, he's suitable to be the CFO of your company. You got to know not only who to take money from, but who not to take money from. You also have to understand how to value your company, right? A lot of times you don't know how to optimize your valuation. So you just throw a number out there because you have been watching 14 seasons of Shark Tank and you think that all you got to do is get on that carpet and then you're going to make a deal. Yeah, no. Immediately no, right? You don't appreciate the time I put into this love affair. No, you don't appreciate how much money it takes to meet milestones because you don't plan anything out. You're about as organized as a wet dream with absolutely no orgasm, and that is your fault. You don't even respect the investors who just want you to communicate with them. Right? There's a show on Showtime called Super Pumped, and it's all about how Uber grew and all its growing pains and how Ariana Huffington stepped in. Like, it's a masterclass in what not to do. Also, watch The Social Network, because a lot of y'all don't want to read books. But you got to know where to get the money from and who you need to get the money from. Yes, I said Uncle Ray Ray. Yes, I did. And y'all know exactly who the hell I mean, too.
At right now, you. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to take over lawn care in the whole lower tri-state area.
Mm-hmm. Set your sling blade sounding ass down somewhere, Uncle Ray Ray. You don't know what you're talking about, homeboy. Sit down, because if Uncle Ray Ray had the answer, then Uncle Ray Ray would already done did it. Right? So let's keep it moving, because we're going to whiz through this list tonight. Oh. I'm gonna just let that marinate for a second, cause y'all should I? But if I, hold on, I'm gonna talk to T'Challa. See what T'Challa says.
No, Dave, you should not tell him, because if you tell them, they won't believe you, and you are incapable of bullshit. We don't do that here.
So T'Challa says I shouldn't tell you, but T'Challa dead, so I'm gonna go ahead and tell you anyway. Y'all got grandiose expectations. I've had people come to me, right? People who answer ads or slide in my DMs or text me at 888-830-0314 or come as a referral from somebody else, and they'll say, yeah, I got a $1 million company. I said, okay, well, how much you invest in the marketing? Oh, no, we don't do that. We rely on word of mouth. And then I asked them the question that I ask anybody who tells me that. What year is it? And I say, excuse me? What year is it? Well, it's my first year in business. No, I mean, what calendar year is it? Oh, it's 2022. I'm like, oh, are you sure? Because you sound like it's 1983. You have grandiose expectations, but you don't want to spend no money. You don't want to do absolutely anything that is going to allow you to be great, right? I think it's important. Listen, I believe in miracles, but that's not how you run a business. I don't run my business on miracles. I run my business on business, right? Everybody thinks that they're going to change the world and just because they show up, like they got the magic bullet. Everybody else, no, you're going to be the one. Oh, it's the Uber of ass wiping. No, it's not. No, it's not. You know, it's the Uber of coconut water. It's the Uber of hairbrushes. No, boo boo cakes. No, it is not. I'm going to need you. Stop that, right? You got to realize that maybe, just maybe, and I know your friends ain't going to tell you this, your family ain't going to tell you this, your little boo thing ain't going to tell you this. Maybe you suffer from being self-delusional, right? If the world doesn't recognize how great you are, then it's the world's fault. Wrong. It's yours, boo-boo cakes. I'm going to need you to go ahead. Find a quarter, go to a payphone if you can find one, call Oprah and ask her for a clue, because right now you lost. I'm going to need you to stop thinking that it's all going to work itself out because you say so. You're like, I'm going to need you to bring that down, right? Another reason most of these entrepreneurs fail out here, they got horrible soft skills. Now, don't get me wrong. I tend to not be the softest. Fair. I also tend to tell you what it is, the way that it is, and I personally don't give a rat's behind how you feel about it. However, the one thing I definitely do is understand the importance of recognizing what's happening around me. Yes, I do. Right? If you can't listen to your team and the people that you design and trust, then that's a problem. Uh-oh. It looks like maybe, just maybe, we might have a special guest. Oh, look, what up, Uncle Woody?
What's up, Taz Daddy?
What's happening with you, big homie?
Hey, I ain't know how this stream y'all work. I like this, man. I like what you're teaching today, too.
Hey, bro, I'm doing the best I can with what I got. What you got for me?
I just tapped the link, man. I just tapped the thing, man. I was just listening, bro. I didn't mean to interrupt
you. You just laying up, chilling.
I'm listening. You giving out some gems today, man. I'm going to go back in the audience, bro. I didn't know what I was doing.
That's all right. Take your ass on out of here. It's good to see you. Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. If you want to hop in, you already know what that link is. But yeah, let's keep this party going. You gotta be able to understand that your opinion is not the only opinion. I don't always agree with what my team does, but they're my team. It's my job to defer to them on certain things. Otherwise, what do I have them for? My ego ain't built where as though I gotta be the one to make all of the decisions all of the time. My whole thing is, I'm going to let you do what you do. If it comes back jacked up, then you're out of here. You got to get better at your soft skills. You got to understand how to manage up and how to manage down. You have to be tolerant of opposing opinions, even if you know good and hell well they're wrong. I got better things to do than to go three places back and forth around in circles and out of my way. Soft skills, right? Then, oh my God, some of y'all, can we just talk about this? Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you got some feedback for me. I want to make sure that I'm giving you some value here. Yeah. What's up, Sheree? Good to see you. Bad partners. Some of y'all, it's not really ideal with your desperate ass to let the local drug dealer launder his money through your business. That's not really a good thing to do. I just want to put that out there. A lot of y'all fail because you're hanging out with the wrong people. And when I say wrong, I mean it in the broadest sense of the word, right? That means colleagues that kiss your ass. Oh. Have you ever seen the movie Life? There's a scene in the movie Life where the warden says, "Now, if you look, there's no bars." And a little sidekick goes, "No bars. There's no gates. No gates. But you know what we do have? Tell them what we have, boss. We got the gun line. Tell them about the gun line, boss. Whatever you say, they say yes." They sound like Vanessa Bell Calloway in Coming to America. "Well, do you have a favorite food?" "Yes." "What is it?" "Whatever food you like." "Do you have a favorite movie?" "Yes." "Oh, great. What is that?" "Whatever movie you like." "Bark like a dog." "Oof, oof." "A big dog." "Oof, oof." "How about one leg?" "Oof, oof." Like, come on, man. Like, the last thing you need is somebody just telling you that your shit don't stink. That's horrible, right? You know, you gotta pay attention to who's around you, right? There's a lot of parasites and whatnot, lawyers that just want to rack up money off of you, gurus that know just about everything about anything and ain't got no receipts whatsoever. Ain't got nobody they can point to and said, "Oh, I've made this person a millionaire," but they constantly telling you about how to make millions online, right? They over here cosplaying like they Elijah Muhammad. They cosplaying like they some type of professional, and they're not. They're about as professional and as real as Bruno Mars's afro. I said what I said. A lot of times y'all are hooking up with people that are not good for you. You have to have some type of purpose filter, meaning you have to say to yourself with every single relationship, every single partner, is this person really worth my time? And is this person bringing value to my business? Not, do I like how this person makes me feel? Or we're on the beach having mimosas and doing a vision board brunch. Oh my God, you people. No, it's not what we should be doing at all. And it drives me up a wall. Let me know that you're getting this. Shoot me a comment. I want to make sure that we are on track and on trend. But we will keep it moving. Ineffective sales, right? Most of y'all can't sell your way out of a wet paper bag with a weed whacker. Some of y'all don't understand when to sell, when not to sell, when to give value, when not to give value, how much value to give, how you don't want to overteach. There's so many other things. Like, it's bad. You fail because you don't know how to sell to the right clients at the right time for the right price. I'm going to say that again. Right clients, right time, right price. If you get any of that off, you're done. You are done. It's why so many people didn't survive the pandemic. Because y'all didn't have it together. Your sales process is a joke. An absolute joke. It's trash. And because it's trash, you continue to operate like garbage. And people can smell that you're garbage. Because you have no way to be dominant because you are not selling. Right? You got to know that it's not always about research and development. Y'all love to, oh, I'm going to research. You're not researching a damn thing. You sitting on Google trying to figure some stuff out. You are hesitant. You scared. Oh, I need to think about it. No, you've already thought about it. The problem is you're just a punk. And you want to talk to me about anything else? And people can say, well, money's not everything. No, but it is a really good measuring stick for whether or not you are actually winning. That's all. And I know that might hurt. I know that might make you upset. I know that might piss you off a little bit. You'd be all right. I don't really care. You will be okay. Mm-hmm. But wait, there's more. You know what's worse than ineffective sales, my friends? This is the fact that none of you want to wrestle with because your egos are so massive that you can't even recognize what's happening to you. Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, because you can see right through me. Walk right by me. That's you. You're invisible. Nobody but you. Your mama and whoever you happen to be sleeping with knows that your little business exists. You will not invest in coaching. You will not invest in marketing. You will not invest in any type of brand awareness activity whatsoever. And if you don't have any BAA, brand awareness activity, somebody is going to take your business, right? You are so afraid to spend money on marketing. Oh, marketing is a scam. Is it? Because you sure enough know McDonald's. You sure enough know Coca-Cola. You sure enough know the Kardashians. You know Cadillac. You know Maybach. You know Rosé or whatever particular alcoholic beverage these rappers are telling you to drink right now. You know Lizzo is halfway to an EGOT. And you're trying to tell me marketing doesn't work? No. You don't work because you're a cheap bastard. Like, I mean, if you just want to be a punk ass about it, just be a punk ass about it. But at least be honest with you. You ain't got to lie to me. Lie to your damn self. But please don't lie to me. You're invisible because you won't invest in your business. You don't really care about your business. You want to side hustle yourself to death. I don't know why. But you want to side hustle yourself to death. and it's bad, right? If you got any questions, you can feel free to ask them, but I'm about to keep going. This one right here. When I was a kid, my mom and I, we would watch all of the gambler movies when they would come on TV. And I loved Kenny Rogers because he had a song that to this day guides me in my business practices. And it goes a little something like this. You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You don't know when you need to make a move. You don't know when, like, there are times when I see something's not working, it's done. We're moving on. We're pivoting. And the reason we pivot is because it's so important to realize that when the audience, when the market is telling you it's time to make a move, you make a move. You make a move. It shouldn't be hard for you to figure that out. But so many of y'all won't. You know what you do? You can't deal with the unpredictable. Oh, I was supposed to have BullyCon at the Apollo Theater in 2020. Then the Rona showed up. So we were able to get our deposit back from the Apollo Theater. Because, I mean, we were on a quarantine. We couldn't leave our house. And we did CoronaCon. And I had the first online event of the COVID era. And it was successful. You want to know why? I know how to pivot. Listen. Unsuccessful entrepreneurs, you want to show me an unsuccessful entrepreneur, I'll show you somebody who can't pivot. I'll show you to somebody that can't make a move, can't shift, because this is how it's got to be, because that's the way it's going to be, and that's why you are broke. Dirt simple. It is literally dirt simple. All businesses require pivots. If you think I'm lying, why does Burger King have an impossible Whopper? That's all I'm saying to you. Right? So even when, like, if everybody sees that there's an iceberg in front of you, you're like, nah, it's all good. That's what happened to the Titanic. That's all I'm saying to you. Which means that, listen, hold on, let's see what this says here. What up, Empress T? What's happening with you? Yes. Yes, peace to you, sister. Peace to you. Peace to the gods. Peace to the earth. Yes. Anyway, finally, and this one, this one is gonna hurt somebody. I don't know why it's gonna hurt somebody, but it's definitely gonna hurt somebody. Ugh. No sense of the inevitable exit. Well, Dave, what does that mean? Entrepreneurs fail because they don't know when it's time to bounce. Right? I don't know if it's judgment. I don't know if it's outcomes. I don't know if it's when the products and services hit. I don't know if it's, you know, an acqui-hire or recapitalization. Good entrepreneurs have a sense of how exiting is the best thing to do. Y'all want to hold on to businesses. I want to leave something for my kids because I got to have 7 streams of income because I saw it on Earn Your Leisure. And that's no diss to the fellas over at Earn Your Leisure. What I'm saying to you is sometimes, like, there are people who do nothing but build businesses to sell them. Elon Musk built businesses to sell them. Think I'm lying? eBay, PayPal. If you're not setting your business up to sell it, you bugging. If you think the WWE ain't going to sell, you crazy. They're going to sell. You know, it might be to the Saudis first, but you got to know when it's time to bounce. You got to know when it's time to make that exit. You got to do that. So I figured I'd come on here, give that to you. Hopefully you got some value out of it. If you need some help, if you want some help, right? It's very simple to get help, right? All you got to do is just go on ahead and get with your boy. Get with your boy, right? The website's right there. You can connect with me. You could take your phone and you hover over that QR code. It'll take you directly to my site. We got all the resources. We got everything you need. All you got to do is take my hand, right? So I hope you got some value out of this. I hope that this helped you a little bit. I hope that you share this content. And if you need some growth, if you need some marketing, if you need some PR, if you need some strategy, if you need to learn how to pivot, if you just want somebody to consult you, right? Click the link in my bio and holler at your boy. All right? Till next time, get out of your feelings and into your business. Peace. We'll be right back.